This is New England Public Radio News. For many middle and high school students, the bar is set high for getting good grades, making the team, landing the lead role in a play. So for a single night, a library in Western Massachusetts set the bar really low. As New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman reports, one of this month's events was a carefree evening of making bad art.
Was it the promise of prizes that lured almost a dozen kids to a library basement in Belchertown, Massachusetts on a Friday night?
I did a bad representation of The Swing. And so
the painting, The Swing, a well-known, if not familiar, 18th century oil by Jean-Honoré Fragonard, Ben Grillo did the best, worst possible job he could to replicate it.
The worst thing about my painting, I would say, is that I created the main focus of the painting out of glue instead of paint. And I think everything else about this.
They may ask why there's no swing if the painting is called The Swing.
Bold move.
Oh.
I just didn't think it was that necessary.
This night of making bad art at the Clapp Memorial Library was advertised on social media and in the newspaper, and it's the brainchild of teen event coordinator Charlie Pope. She grew up in this town, went to this library and the same schools as these kids. She's now a senior at Mount Holyoke College, known for its high expectations. And when it comes to being creative, Pope says paralysis can set in.
You can be so determined to make something great that you'll be afraid of making something that's not great, so you won't make anything at all.
She's heard other libraries were holding these bad art contests. And then in Pope's own art class?
My professor, she has this whole mantra that there is no such thing as bad art, and whatever you create has value because it's been created and because it has kind of intention put into it.
That's what the French would have wanted.
10th grader Kylie Corbin recreated Eugene Delacroix's painting of a scene from the French Revolution, Liberty Leading the People. The main thing, she says, is that the French flag is in glitter glue. Other material, paint, markers, and some pom-poms.
I cut out most of the people, including only four. And there's just a guy, I think, who's just kind of laying there. And then there's two people on the side that have one arm and a gun.
Okay, I guess I'm up. So I did a very, very terrible representation of the Mona Lisa.
7th grader Brooke, whose hands are covered in paint and whose family requested we not use her last name, gave Mona Lisa a 3D neck.
So she's got the toilet roll for the neck. She's got a very long neck. And it's just bad.
I sent a photo of this Mona Lisa and several other of the kids' pieces to John Dick.
As I was scrolling through the pictures, I just like immediately laughed out loud when I saw the toilet paper roll on Mona Lisa.
Dick is the lead author of an article called Appreciating Bad Art. It was first published in a serious philosophical quarterly, the Journal of Value Inquiry.
So I was just like, this is so good.
The kids beautifully dethroned great works, Dick says. But whether the pieces actually meet the standards of, say, the Museum of Bad Art, which is a real thing outside of Boston with hundreds of pieces in its curated collection.
To be bad art, something has to be failed art.
Being a philosopher, Dick's thought a lot about artistic values and how they're flipped. Something so truly bad can be seen as good. That's not the same as when it comes to moral or ethical values.
So I could never lie so awfully that it's actually the truth, or I could never treat someone so terribly that somehow I treat them right, right? That just couldn't happen.
At the end of the evening, the kids cast their vote for favorite or least favorite piece. In third place, 9th grader Ben Grillo's The Swing with No Swing. In second place, 10th grader Sarah Fisher's bright orange and yellow take on Van Gogh's Starry Night.
And in first place, with the longest neck of all time, we have the Mona Lisa on my breath.
The prizes are books. It is a library. Up next on the library's teen event schedule, a history of Friendly's ice cream. If ice cream is going to be served, there could be a good crowd. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.